Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
It's just gone 5:30. Donal Kavanagh at the news desk with the evening news. Gardaí are seeking the public's assistance in tracing the whereabouts of a 14-year-old missing from Burnfoot since last Friday. Meanwhile, a search is continuing for a youth missing in Derry since this morning. Government and opposition clash in the Dáil over excise duties on fuel. Tadhg Callaghan Carter's funeral takes place. He's remembered as a kind and a lovable young man who was cared for by all who knew him. And Donegal TD Charles Ward tells the Dáil that the state failed on defective concrete and contributed to a current housing crisis. If it fails on defective foundations, it will create more problems in the future. Later in the bulletin, Mark's here with sports news. That's coming up at around 6:15. But we begin with Gardaí seeking the public's assistance in tracing the whereabouts of a 14-year-old who's been missing from Burnfoot since Friday. Cody Riley was last seen on Friday, June 19th. He's described as being 5'4" in height, of slim build with blue eyes and red hair. Gardaí say they are concerned for Cody's well-being. Anyone with information on his whereabouts is asked to contact Buncrana Gardaí Station on 07493 20540, the Gardaí confidential line on 1-800-666-111, or any Gardaí station. Meanwhile, police in Derry are appealing for assistance in locating missing teenager Eddie McSheffrey. The 15-year-old was last seen in the Bogside area at around 11:10 this morning. He was wearing a black Puff of Canada Goose coat, a black Under Armour top with grey jogging bottoms and black trainers. Anyone with information is asked to contact police. Government and opposition have clashed in the Dáil today over excise duties on fuel. A decision on extending cuts to those taxes are to be made before the summer recess. The Taoiseach says the situation regarding the cost of diesel and petrol is under review. Donegal TD and Sinn Féin finance spokesperson Piers Doherty highlighted the coalition's opposition to his party's proposals to ensure the increases don't take effect. It comes ahead of the passing of the finance bill into law on the 1st of August. Well, Micheál Martin hit back today at Deputy Doherty's approach.
The legislation has passed the Dáil, and on the 1st of August, these prices are to increase. You don't need reviews, you don't need anything bar to get your head out of the sand and to recognise that putting up the price of diesel by 32 cents in the matter of a number of weeks is reckless. It will put huge pressure on ordinary families. I've asked you, will you bring forward a financial resolution without delay, or are you going to stick to where your position, which is that these increases go ahead?
Well, we did not vote, as you say, last week to increase anything. You don't even monitor what's going to happen over the next number of weeks. It makes sense that you watch the market, of course it does. Otherwise you're just filling the pockets of the oil companies who will benefit from the decline. As I said to you, we have some distance to go before the end of July. Sorry, I didn't interrupt you now. You put the amendments down last week so you could then make the allegation that we're increasing prices so you could try and engineer protests. That's what's going on. That is what's going on. I've seen the Facebook pages, I've seen it all. Government makes a decision, there's going to be protests. That's the game. And that's the political... No. You're entitled to raise the issue, but that is the political... That is the political
Deputy
agenda.
Doherty.
Again,
you've
interrupted. That's the political agenda. I didn't interrupt you, Deputy.
No.
You have an awful habit of doing it. I didn't interrupt you. That's your political agenda. But what I'm saying is the government
has not made
a decision in respect of the end of July. And the government is going to keep
Taoiseach,
it under
the time
review.
Is up.
And you can listen to that full discussion on our website, highlandradio.com. Tadhg Callaghan Carter has been remembered today as a kind and lovable young man who was loved and cared for by all who knew him. The 15-year-old died at the Donegal International Rally on Saturday in an incident involving a rally car at the 12th stage of the race. Tadhg's school, St. Julian's College, and his Gaelic club, Dunswilly GAA, held guards of honour at his funeral in St. Columba's Church, Glendone. Speaking at the funeral, parish priest Father Michael McKeever said it's important to remember Tadhg for more than just the tragedy that took his life.
Tadhg cannot be defined by the way he died. His life was so much more than that one tragic moment. He was a son, a brother, a grandson, nephew, cousin, friend. He was a young man with his own personality, his own sense of humour, the mischievous smile and the twinkle in his eye. He had his own gifts and his own hopes.
Donegal TD Charles Ward has told the Dáil the state's first failure on defective concrete contributed to the current housing crisis, and it will contribute to a future one if it doesn't address defective foundations now, and that would be unforgivable. Deputy Ward was speaking as he moved a motion to establish an independent international review of the science underpinning the decision to retain foundations in houses with deleterious materials. He's also seeking greater protections for homeowners facing long-term structural uncertainty. New scientific evidence that was presented in Leinster House yesterday suggests that 20,000 domestic homes will have to be rebuilt across the state due to the effects of defective concrete, the vast majority of those homes in Donegal. Well, Deputy Charles Ward told the Dáil today that not taking action now would prove very costly in the future.
Saving money today by retaining foundations where reasonable doubt remains may reduce immediate expenditure, but those assumptions proved incorrect in the years ahead. The cost, future failure will dwarf any short-term saving. The cost will not be simply financial. It will be measured in homes requiring further remediation and families forced to go through a process for a second time and properties that become difficult to finance, insure or sell. And a housing system already struggling to meet demand, the state's first failure contributed to this crisis, and it would be unforgivable if attempt to resolve it we were to spend public money in a manner that risks creating an even greater housing crisis into the future. When uncertainty remains, caution is not an expensive option. Caution is a reasonable option. And important to be clear what this means in practice. These are not abstract issues. They affect a home, so a home can be sold, remortgaged or insured. They affect whether families can rely on their homes as stable long-term assets. And they affect financial security and the housing market, not just in Donegal, but in all affected counties.
And that was Deputy Charles Ward moving that motion. Well, Junior Housing Minister Christopher O'Sullivan responded that the department remains committed to helping homeowners. The government has moved an amendment to the motion.
My department remains in regular contact with those affected, and we continue to work to listen to homeowners as we keep the scheme under review to identify where we can improve HODA by our actions over the past few years. Principally, these relate to the funding we have provided and the way we have extended the scope of the scheme as and when needed. Finally, there is the very real and practical way in which we monitor how the scheme is working within the framework of the legislation set down by the Oireachtas and how we adapt to changing circumstances within the framework of the legislation set down by the Oireachtas and how we adapt to changing circumstances to improve the scheme for homeowner participants on a continuous basis, including making amending legislation various stages of the DCB grant scheme, and will be supported with grants for eligible expenditure up to a maximum cap of €462,000 per household. This represents a 10% increase in the maximum cap since the scheme was launched in 2023.
Disgraced former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson has written to renounce and forfeit his British knighthood. The ex-MP was convicted on Monday of 18 child sex offences, including one count of rape. His solicitor says the request has been sent to the UK Cabinet Office. Current DUP leader Gavin Robinson is among those who have called for Donaldson to be stripped of his titles. A Donegal councillor says as work continues to progress surgical hubs in Letterkenny and Sligo, immediate action is necessary to address waiting lists. After raising questions about progress at the Regional Health Forum this week, Councillor Declan Meehan was told the projects are set to move into the design phase in the third quarter of this year, with clearer timelines and costs expected after preliminary design and stage one reports are complete. Well, on today's Greg Hughes Show, Councillor Meehan said that surgical waiting times need to be alleviated in the meantime.
And the reason I was kind of asking this question was related to another question I was asking. You know, the reasons that we were pushing so hard for the surgical hub are still there, mainly that surgical lists are cancelled regularly, particularly in the months between October and April, which Sean Murphy from LUH confirmed yesterday at the Health Forum. And that affects a huge amount of patients who are already waiting a really long time for surgery, for that only then to be cancelled due to overcrowding and surge capacity at the hospital. So the reasons for the surgical hub are underlined. And while we're waiting on that to become a reality, a fixed reality at Letterkenny University Hospital, we need to also push the HSE into what it is that they're doing in the short term and medium term to address those surgical wait times.
A court in Dublin has heard a man accused of trying to kill three children in 2023 went for the smallest children he could find. Gardaí put the accusation to Riad Bushagar during an interview following his arrest about a month after the alleged incident in Dublin City. Emily Keegan has this report, which may be upsetting.
Riad Bushagar was interviewed by Gardaí 7 times after his arrest in December 2023. A recording of the last of those interviews was played to the jury today. In it, the accused responded to multiple questions to say he was sick and not in his right mind. The 52-year-old denies 8 charges relating to the alleged stabbing at Parnell Square on the 23rd of November 2023. Gardaí put it to Mr. Bushagar he found the school where the alleged incident occurred by himself and spoke with people rationally. Detective Garda Gary Moran said the defendant dropped a pin for the school on his phone and believed it was too risky to attack a group of older children. He said Mr. Bushagar went for the smallest children he could find and had his full mind. The accused said that was wrong, adding he did not know what he was doing.
The war on drugs has failed. That's the message from the Rockfast Committee on Drug Use, which has today recommended decriminalising drugs for personal use. Ellen Butler's special report begins with Senator Lynn Ruan.
I'm sorry. I'm actually extremely emotional. This is why I ran. While this committee was sitting, I lost more friends and I had to try not bring that into the committee room. These recommendations are about people.
Independent Senator Lynn Ruan moved to tears as she and other members of the Oireachtas Committee on Drugs Use launched their final report this morning. They spent the last year examining the results of a citizens' assembly which recommended Ireland move to a health-led approach to drug use. After hearing from people directly affected by the issue, experts in the field and looking at systems in place in other countries, the committee has recommended decriminalising the possession of all drugs for personal use. Committee Chair Social Democrats TD Gary Gannon says the evidence shows treating drug use as a criminal justice issue simply hasn't worked.
We know that there isn't just a policing solution. If there was, as has been said, we wouldn't be here.
The committee has made 161 recommendations in total, which also include wider use of drug injection facilities, expanding needle exchange in pharmacies, and enforcing local authority bylaws around use in public places, similar to those already in place for alcohol. For those concerned, this would normalise drug use. Michael Barron, chair of the Irish Coalition for Drug Reform, had this to say.
The level of drug use throughout Ireland is enormous. So drug use is currently normalised. The problem that we have is that the response to it is an abnormal response.
The recommendations will now go to the Minister for Health for consideration. Ellen Butler at Leinster House.
Well, Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan says the messaging to young people on the danger of drugs should stay clear.
I also think we need to have a consistent message for young people. Drugs damage and destroy people's lives. I've seen it throughout my own life. Many people have. And we need to send out a constant message to younger people that, you know, taking drugs is a dangerous practice and it'll lead to devastation, can lead to devastation in people's lives.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, home to a full range of Gaelic gloves designed for comfort, grip and performance. Shop now at michaelmurphysports.ie.
13 and a half minutes to 6 o'clock. Good evening, Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Dunno. Good evening. We'll start with horse racing. It was a fantastic afternoon's racing for Oisínor at Carlisle. The Donegal jockey firstly took Ruby Moon across the line first in the 2:30 Fillies Novice Stakes for trainers Richard and Peter Fahey. That horse was a 4-1 shot, while Orr was back in the winner's enclosure just 30 minutes later when he rode Mia Fantasia to victory in the 3 o'clock Maiden Stakes. That Hugo Palmer trained horse went to post at 100-30, making it a brilliant 20-1 double for Orr. Today's double follows on from Oisin's 5-2 win on Tasman at Beverley yesterday. Meanwhile, there's a 7-race card underway at Naas this evening. Donegal jockeys Dylan Brown McMonagall, Luke McAteer and Patrick McGettigan are all in action there. In soccer, the places in the FIFA World Cup's last 32 will start to be confirmed in the coming days, with the final round of games kicking off this evening. Scotland fans are hoping to witness history tonight. If they can beat 5-time champions Brazil in Group C, they will qualify for the knockout stages, something they have never achieved at a major tournament. After the party in Boston, it seems the Scottish fans have quite the reputation, judging by this reporter's question to skipper Andy Robertson in Miami.
If Scotland beats Brazil, do you think that there is a chance Miami could run out of beer?
These are the questions I like. These are the questions I get bored of. Our fans are the best in the world. Everywhere they go, people fall in love with them.
Kickoff tonight is at 11 o'clock, the same time as Morocco's meeting with Haiti. Group B will be decided first, with current top two Switzerland and Canada squaring off from 8 o'clock. A loss for either of those teams could see them drop to third if Bosnia-Herzegovina or Qatar can secure a win. They also face each other at 8 o'clock. Overnight, it is Group A's turn. Czechia must beat the already qualified Mexico to ensure their spot in the knockout stages, while South Africa could also advance if they can get a win against South Korea. In transfer news, Tottenham Hotspur have announced the signing of free agent goalkeeper Martin Dubravka. His contract at relegated Burnley has just expired, and he has also played in the Premier League with Newcastle. The Slovakian has been capped 60 times by his country. In Gaelic games, the LGFA have confirmed the details for the quarterfinals of the All-Ireland Senior Ladies Football Championship. All-Ireland champions Dublin will face Cork at Parnell Park on Saturday the 4th of July at 7:30. First up that day, Armagh and Kildare meet at the Athletic Grounds from 1:45. The Kerry and Meath game will start at 5:15 at Austin Stag Park in Tralee. And the last of the quarterfinals is the All Connacht clash between Galway and Mayo on Sunday the 5th in Tuam at 6:15. In golf, former Open Championship runner-up Dustin Johnson will hope to qualify for this year's tournament at Dundonald next week. The 2020 Masters winner finished second at the 2011 event, but has slid down the rankings following his move to LIV Golf. Meanwhile, Sergio Garcia will also be hoping to secure a spot when he tees off at West Lancashire. Finally, for this evening in boxing, Lewis Crocker has lost his IBF welterweight title to Liam Parro in Brisbane. All three judges' scorecards read 115-113 in favour of the Australian, who has inflicted a first ever career defeat on the Belfast boxer. Crocker had a very strong finish to the bout, but couldn't close the gap opened up by Parro in the earlier rounds. With it being a mandatory defence, a rematch is viewed as being unlikely. That is all from the Sports Desk for today. Your next sporting update here on Highland will be during the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. Carrigart has been named as Ireland's Best Kept Village, the Ireland's Best Kept Town Awards, the All-Ireland competition. The winners were announced in Belfast this afternoon. Carrigart taking the village title. Ireland's Best Kept Town was Antrim. Antrim also took the overall award. Donegal County Council is set to highlight the range of services it provides across the county as part of Your Council Day 2026. The national initiative on Friday, under the theme Supporting Communities Every Day, is intended to showcase the day-to-day impact of local services. Chief Executive John G. McLaughlin says the initiative highlights the essential role the council plays in people's daily lives.
It's very easy to get headlines for what doesn't work well and so on, but this is a chance. You know, if you look at Donegal County Council here, we have a budget of about $222 million this year in revenue, 1,200 staff working all over the place in every parish. The 31 councils are doing it. They do this campaign every year, Your Council Day, try and shine a light on some of the work, the lesser seen work as well, and how we engage and how important our work is to citizens, sometimes not even knowing it. If you look at some of the, for example, control of dogs, important, and breeding and new ones and bully dogs and all that and licensing and so on. We wouldn't ordinarily think that's a council function. Or if you look at maybe Christmas tree recycling, for example, important to the homeowners, but sometimes you just take that for granted. It just gets sorted out.
Concerns have been expressed over the future of the National Treatment Purchase Fund after its funding was cut by €40 million. The NTPF has extended the minimum waiting time for eligibility for outsourced procedures from 3 months to 9 months. This means fewer patients may qualify for outsourced treatment at an earlier stage, and that's raising questions about the knock-on impact on service delivery for those already on waiting lists. The NTPF says its focus is on prioritising the longest waiting patients. Councillor Jerry McMonagle says it remains unclear what the impact of this will be and how long the deduction in the budget will remain in place.
That would be okay if it was we had the same funding as we had last year and year before to target the waiting list and those who are longest on the list, and that's what we had hoped for. But when you're 40 million short this year compared to last year, then I would argue strongly that that won't speed up those who are waiting the longest. Again, I think the waiting lists are going to be extended.
And finally, 190 people are waiting for home help in Donegal. This was revealed at the latest meeting of the Regional Health Forum West, broken down by area. 80 people in West Donegal are waiting up to 26 weeks for home help. In the Neshoan, the figure is 26. In North Donegal, it's 87. The figures were received by Councillor Gary Doherty, who raised the issue. He says the format the numbers were delivered in was unacceptable, and there needs to be more information on specific areas.
The raw figures are stark. There's 190 people across Donegal who are waiting for home care support to be provided for them. And from the response that we received today, look, there was no real clarity as to how long people are waiting. So in the response that I was given today, people who were waiting 1 week were grouped in the same category as people who were waiting 26 weeks. And I don't think that's acceptable. We need to know exactly how many people are waiting and how long these people have been waiting and how many approved home support hours are currently being undelivered in Donegal.
Weather forecast for this evening: warm and humid with sunny spells and showers, some possibly heavy. Winds generally light and variable but becoming fresh and gusty in the vicinity of any showers. A mix of cloud and clear spells tonight with some scattered showers possible. Very mild and humid with lowest temperatures 14 to 17 degrees Celsius, mostly light easterly or variable breezes. Tomorrow Thursday, hot and humid, dry with good sunshine for most but a chance of thunderstorms developing later. Top temperatures 27 to 30 degrees, possibly a bit warmer locally with light to moderate east to southeast winds becoming gusty in any thunderstorms. You can check all today's news on highlandradio.com, and we're back with news again at 7 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 24th of June. The death has occurred of Hannah Glacken, née Boyle, Goland Ballybuffet, reposing at her late residence from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m, concluding with rosary on both nights. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 11 o'clock in St. Mary's Church, Sacha O'Neill, Ballybuffet, which will be streamed live via the parish YouTube channel. It'll be followed by a private, family-only cremation. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place in her 150th year of Tilly McCauley, née McGillian, 21 Newton Kennedy Street, Strabane, reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow at 10 past 11 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 11:30. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Catherine McDade, née Coyle, 75 Ernie Road, Strabane, reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow at 12 noon for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Melmount, at 12:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of John McGinty, Capri, Ballybuffet. John's remains are reposing at his sister Anne and Martin Bonner's residence at Capri Ballybuffet. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorner, with burial afterwards in Kiltyvoke Cemetery, Glenfinn. Rosary at 9 o'clock with family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. The funeral service can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Eunan Doherty, 15 McNeely Villas, formerly of 5 Ballymacool Terrace, Letterkenny, reposing at his late residence until rosary at 9 o'clock tonight with family time, please, after the rosary. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 1 in St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in Conwall Cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Con MacDade funeral directors. And the death has occurred of John Coleman, The Fairways, Letterkenny, formerly of Dunmore, Galway, reposing at his home in Letterkenny until 8 o'clock this evening. Removal tomorrow to the Church of Our Lady and St Nicholas, Dunmore, with arrival at 1:30. Funeral Mass at 3 o'clock with burial afterwards in Dunmore Cemetery. The funeral Mass will be live streamed. Family flowers only, please. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.